Disabled people fighting for our rights. My experience has been a humiliating financial nightmare. Disability benefit claimant. I first tried to claim disability benefits in the 1990s. It was the most humiliating experience. I filled in a form detailing when the problems had started, but they clearly didn't want to cough up the back pay. I was given an interview appointment and interrogated by a doctor there. He didn't stop to give me a chance to answer the questions, trying to keep me off balance, switching the subject in the hope of catching me out. I left in tears. I rang up to complain, but his report had me so far from meeting the criteria that I just felt hopeless and gave up. Not accessible. My phone interview with CAPITA last October wasn't much different. They really take the piss. The assessment center is on the fourth floor, and the lift doesn't always work. There are double yellow lines outside, and the nearest car park is further than the walking distance limit for you to qualify as unable to work. I refused to attend in person, but they would repeatedly cancel my home appointments and reschedule for the center. The whole process took 6 months. Having to continually revisit all the pain and trauma is so harrowing and upsetting. I emotionally dread completing those applications. When I have asked to see my records, they include errors and things I would never have said, like being able to stand on my tiptoes. I was given a lifetime award on disability living allowance. But when it changed to personal independence payment, I had to start all over again. The level I qualified for was reduced twice. It was a massive financial blow. I lost the mobility allowance towards an adapted car, which has been key to me maintaining a degree of independence. The struggle for a wheelchair was also fraught. The ones available on the NHS are either too heavy or painful to sit in. If you want something that actually meets your needs, you inevitably have to pay out of your own pocket. During the COVID pandemic, the usual support I would receive has not been available. Due to NHS cuts, the staffing and resources are not there to cope with the crisis. Isolated, the lockdown has shown the possibilities for flexible working. Yet I can feel so isolated and useless sometimes. When I did my open university degree, I could take breaks when I needed. They even sent an invigilator out so that I could take the exams at home with a lie down part way through. But the flexibility of working in this way has never been an option from employers. I had to accept that I would be unable to contribute income to our household or have financial independence. When you are a disabled woman with little income, you need a will of steel to keep fighting and not be fobbed off. But it does wear you down. You feel like you cannot complain or disagree with official opinion because it will count against you. It shouldn't have to be this hard. I just want to get off the roundabout.